from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Dig your cleats in.
Line drive sailing away from Mullins.
Oh!
An impossible catch. Oh, my goodness.
This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
What did I do wrong? What did I see wrong?
Covering all things baseball, the big leagues, and the MLB to Portland.
And there's another rocket. Mike Trout has tied it up with an absolute bomb to the top of the facade in left center field. Talk about Stanton territory. Trout hammers it, and it's 4-4, 473 feet.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner for it must be a Tuesday, but baby, it's always a Tuesday around these parts.
Let's go.
See, I like that.
Yeah,
it just works.
Patrick Harris here with you, Joe Fisher to my left, Schultzy on the ones and twos. Hello, fam. It's good to see you. It's good to be back.
What's up, guys? Good to see y'all.
Ready to baseball it up?
Ready to ball it up.
Yeah, I'm jumping on the text line now, and I'm just seeing a bunch of animals on here.
Yeah, cougar, mountain lion,
sea
tiger.
Urchin.
Do those guys even work? Do those guys even do anything?
No.
It's a segment called The Club. What are you talking about?
No.
Of course not.
I'm going out on a limb and just saying, like, those guys, oof.
Well, I do appreciate a good animal subject. I am a sucker for crazy animal facts. One of my favorite shows on Netflix, 72 Most Dangerous Animals.
Meerkat Manor.
No. Those are mean little bastards, though.
They are little mean little bastards.
But 72 Most Dangerous Animals, whether it be South America and or Asia, whichever of the two variations, absolutely love those shows because nature is cool, right? Like, we all love the fun facts of nature, but the nature is metal side of things.
I follow that on Reddit.
Yes,
that is like a subreddit. Nature is metal. I actually also follow Nature is effing metal.
Yeah, I want to hear the stories and the facts about animals that make me go, holy S. Yeah. Like, snakes, most poisonous snakes, some random ass animal somewhere in Asia, the box jellyfish, which is one of the most dangerous in the world.
Murder hornets.
Dude, give them all to me, because yeah, the more dangerous and the more obscure, and also animals are essentially aliens in a sense. Like, some of the ways they can operate and survive in this world and some of their superpowers, essentially, it's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, I shouldn't trash on those guys too much. I mean, the first year I competed in Hunt for the Host, I lost because I was terrible at the club hour, and I have hosted and produced club hour many times in my life, and it's some of the worst radio you could ever choose to hear. So shout out to those guys for being great at doing nothing, quote-unquote.
Oh, boy.
Just talking about how scary nature is. What was that old Family Guy quote or joke like,
damn nature, you scary.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they're highlighting. It's freaking true.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. I love the dark side of nature. I love, I think there is even a Instagram, Nature is Metal, and it's got some stuff. Some stuff and some things.
There are things on my subreddit of Nature is Metal that it says, like the headline is blank kills blank.
Yeah.
And then I start to see the beginning and I'm like, nope, keep scrolling.
Yeah, there's
like, I do not need that level of carnage see like something being ripped open. Or it's like a gazelle is drinking water and doesn't know there's a crocodile there. I'm like, nope, seen this. I know how this goes.
See, that's pretty
tame. The crocodile pops up, grabs it by the neck, pulls it in the water, and I don't need to see that.
Have you ever seen a...
I'm soft. Remember, I'm soft.
Have you ever seen the pictures...
Physically and mentally.
I am doughy. Have you ever seen the pictures of the sea turtles, like, after they've been attacked by a shark, and they literally have, like, a hunk bitten out of their shell?
Aww. Yeah.
And it's just a gap
yep.
in the shell of the sea turtle. Insane.
Yeah. Twitter How was, are you alive?
You can see the internal organs of said sea turtle How just spilling out of the shell. It's insane.
Twitter was trying to shove in my algorithm. I think it was like a big bird eating a live snake or something like that. I'm just like, what? Nope, scroll right past. I don't need this.
Give it to me.
I don't need that.
But then you get cool things of like a bald eagle just burrowing down on the water, comes down in the water and drops in the water with its two talons. And pops up with a giant fish. And you're like, all right, that's pretty majestic.
Yeah, that's here we go. Looking at, I'm on their Instagram now, looking at a picture of what seems to be a hyena just ripping apart an African tortoise.
Yeah.
Resilient bastards, you know?
They are. I think they're the son of a bitch.
Like hyenas?
No, the hyena.
Oh, the turtle.
Hyena. Well, I would say it's hard to eat.
Those damn turtles!
Bastards. They got the protective shells.
Nah, man, I use decomposable straws to save those turtles. No, I think the hyenas, it's like, damn, you guys are a bunch of bastards, aren't you?
Yeah,
and they're like, oh yeah, they're like, oh yeah.
They were the worst ones.
Definitely gone down the rabbit hole of of like zebras trying to ford a river that is just infested with alligators.
Yeah,
like a herd of zebras, and some of them make it.
Can you imagine the leader?
Don't.
Can you imagine the leader? Like, let's pretend the leader speaks English, and he's like, "All right, guys, gather around. Got a little pre-shift here.
There's some good grass over on that side.
I just want you to know that where we're going, let me tell you, it's the greatest grass you've ever seen in your entire life, and we're headed there. But four of you are gonna die.
No, we're all.
But
not,
now it's
we're not
up
all making
to you.
It.
Which four of you are gonna die?
That sounds like some Dark Knight ass.
I am on your team. I believe in you. We're all gonna make it.
Oh.
Except for four of you. So be better than the guy next to you.
See,
you know, there's little zebras that are like kicking dudes towards crocodiles. Like, oh damn, there's one.
This is part of the reason why I would love to go to Africa, though, and do a safari, because I just want to see some S go down. There is a great YouTube channel, Kruger National Park in Africa, that has, like, 10 to 15-minute videos.
Meerkats?
No, of, like, just animal interactions of where the wildebeest gets caught by the lions, and the lions accidentally kind of make their way with the carcass down by the watering hole, and then a gator comes out of nowhere and goes after the lions.
Two
and
for
just,
one.
Oh, dude, it's just warfare. It is awesome. And people, what always cracks me up about those videos, too, is there's always some lily white family visiting from the Americas. No! Stop!
He's
oh,
already
no!
dead!
Yeah. Someone save it! And it's like, That's not how that goes around here.
The circle of life.
Yeah, they didn't teach you that part in The Lion King about the circle of life.
See, it was heavily insinuated in The Lion King.
You watched Mufasa die. That movie traumatized a whole generation.
He was stabbed
in
the back.
They killed Darth Vader.
It's not like he died of starvation or like not having water. He died because his brother stabbed him in the back and let him off the cliff.
You know, I read this thing the other day that some kid wanted his birthday cake to be the scene of Mufasa dying, because that
falling off the cliff,
that was the saddest thing that could happen at his birthday party. Therefore, he was in the clear.
Still traumatized.
Okay.
Still can't get worse than that. Like, Mufasa's dead on my cake.
Maybe just plan for a better day, kid. That house must have been sad.
Maybe his parents suck, dude. Yeah,
that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Maybe his parents suck.
Now I'm seeing a video of a saltwater crocodile of some sort in Africa, and he's got a baby hippo in its jaws, and that baby hippo ain't going nowhere. He's giving it the whip, you know, what the gators do when they have something. They do the death roll, and then they just do the one where they try to tear the meat right off.
The death roll's pretty wild.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know this is leaking in from their conversation, but Suk and I were talking during the break, like, what was it? Arian Foster says that he could, like, fight off a wolf. Have you ever seen just, like, a regular domesticated dog, like a Rottweiler, when they get pissed off and kind of kick into that primal?
And the wolf is, like, 2-3 times the size.
Yeah. Yeah. And Rottweilers are scary as S, too. Like, come on. What are we doing? Oh, I know. I saw it, too, my friend. I saw it, too.
Oh, did we get some breaking news? What's going on?
Big news. Big news. Oh, God, he's trying to reach for the read. Does anybody even do that read?
I don't know, but, Joe, I am
You are 1080 the fan.
Yeah, dude, I am 1080 the fan.
I am 1080 the fan.
Breaking news on 1080 the fan is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Boy, we got a big one.
That is a big one.
In the NBA.
I had to do a double take and then a triple take because I saw, like, oh, okay, that's a big name. Oh, that's a big name. And then I said, that's a lot of draft picks.
The New York Knicks have acquired Mikal Bridges.
Mikal.
I know, that's what I like to say. I like to call him that. They've acquired Mikal Bridges from the Nets for Bogdanovich and 5 first-round picks.
One of the Bojans and 5 picks. My God.
Holy goodness.
The Knicks are going after it. They are going after it. Jalen Brunson had a great season, great playoff run, but they definitely showed that they need to have some real horses. And with Brunson, OG, and now you got Mikal Bridges. And I don't know. I'm not crazy about Julius Randle on that team.
But did Bridges go to Villanova? That's my question.
Where did... God, I'm trying to remember where Bridges
I think to play for the Knicks, you have to have gone to Villanova.
Where did Mikal Bridges go? This is one of my favorite games, too, trying to remember where...
Oh, me and the homeboy, we do this all the time, and he is really, really good at it.
It's a fun game. Mikal Bridges went to... I'm going to go some Big East school. I'm going to go, hell, I don't know, St. John's.
Dude, I am not kidding you.
Did you go to St. John's?
No.
Oh, damn it, dude. Don't mislead me like that.
Dude, Bridges went to Villanova.
Boom. There you go.
See, when you first said that, there was a split second. I was like, oh, I think he did. And then I was like, no, I'm not that confident about that.
If Bridges and say they land Paul George... Okay, I know a lot of people want to say that Paul George should go to the Knicks, maybe the Phillies, whatever. But if they land Bridges and Paul George, I mean, that team's pretty damn good, right?
Yeah, except Paul George is a mental midget, and he'll cower in the playoffs. So I wouldn't want Paul George at this point.
Well, he costs a lot of money.
Yeah, that's also why I would not want Paul George. A lot of money. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, then not nice little team over there in New York.
Yeah, like I said, get rid of Julius Randle and I'll be much happier.
5 first-round draft picks?
That's a lot.
For Bridges?
Yeah. He's good, though. He's really good.
He's good. Dame notoriously wanted him in Portland.
I don't think they can get rid of Julius Randle now. They have no other assets. They just gave it all up for Bridges, brother.
You trade Julius Randle for... second round pick.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we got to compensate for this Bridges thing.
Yeah, if they could bring Hartenstein back, get rid of Randle, and maybe fill his gap a little bit. I don't know. I saw too many clips of Randall last year, like walking back up the court on defense and literally giving zero effort on some plays, and it just drove me absolutely nuts.
Bridges was 10th overall in the 18 draft by the Sixers. He was traded to the Suns for the 16th pick and an unprotected 2021 first round.
Well, good for him and good for the Knicks. He doesn't have to move far, that's for sure.
Mikal.
I wonder if this, I know that they're still obviously in on OG Anunoby, but I wonder if this affects their pursuit of Isaiah Hartenstein as well, as you just brought up, because he is an unrestricted free agent, but
yeah, and he's going to get more money because, you know, he made himself some money in the playoffs, that's for sure. So, wow, I guess
it's a biggins.
Draft day is upon us.
I love it.
Some moves are being made.
Draft day is upon us. You can join us tomorrow at 10 Barrel up on the roof patio party. For 10 Barrel, as the Blazers probably piss away their draft, I am an employee of 10 Barrel.
What?
I don't usually like to say that. However, I cannot make it tomorrow due to a family emergency. I get to drive to Spokane.
I hear the drive's beautiful.
It's not.
I know. one of the...
It's the same drive as Pullman, but when you're done, you get to be in Pullman.
Yeah, yay. It's one of the more boring... dreadful drives of my life.
Yeah, I'm going to hit Zips in Ritzville. That's all I can tell you. All right, hey, Oakley Doakley.
That's almost worth the drive alone, getting some Zips, okay?
Oakley Doakley. Well, we do have a baseball show for you tonight. Bryce Harper wants to be in the Olympics.
You know, I say we pull a hot route and we talk about why this Mikal Bridges trade affects LeBron's legacy.
And why Russell Westbrook should join the Knicks.
Yes.
We've also got to get into, is this the new best team in the American League? And boy, are our Mariners struggling. We'll get to a lot of that. When we come back, I have to admit something.
Uh-oh.
So we'll do that. Plus, Sugar Diaz is in the news. We got a lot to get to. The Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
719, Portland Sports Leader here. Don't you forget it, we are live in the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge, like we do every single Tuesday. 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. Guilty as charged. I've got one in the parking lot right now, and they have been wonderful for me. We got a lot to get to today. All-star votes are out. Trade deadline is looming.
Yeah, might as well call them the American League Orioles.
team objects in the rearview mirror are closer than they appear.
Yeah, that changed quickly.
Yeah, it sure did, didn't it? So we got a lot to get to, but I do have to admit something to the both of you, Joe. You texted me earlier and was like, yo, what are we thinking for tonight? And I was like, honestly, I'm not there yet.
Dude.
Because I was having a tough day at work.
If I think what you're going to say right now, I'm not going to be happy.
What do you think I'm going to say?
I think you're going to say you have a new favorite team or that you never left this team to begin with.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say, traitor.
No, I'm actually going to tell you something worse. In the last week, I've watched very little baseball.
Shame!
Well, I got...
Hey, when you got the cup, when you got Lord Stanley's...
Yeah, it's not that.
Yeah, what?
It's not even the champions right now.
I've been watching so much Europa
and
so much Copa America.
If you don't like America, you can get out.
That I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I went to my doctor's office today, and as I was like heading back to the room.
Ooh, heading?
I could. That's a good one. I'll give that to you. I saw in like in a cubicle area somewhere, someone watching Euros on YouTube TV on their screen. I go and I see my doctor and I walk out. It was him.
Yeah.
He had it on on his computer. I was like, man, he is not in his game right now. He just wants to get back to his computer so he can keep watching Euro.
You know,
I don't know if I got the best service today.
I got a big heart surgery coming up later today. But
you say heart surgery?
But this Netherlands Austria game right now is fire.
Yeah. Like,
can you push me back an hour, sir?
Oh, what a goal! Oh, I think I cut an artery there.
So, like, Joe, part of me, when you were like, yo, what are we going to talk about today? I was like, no idea.
Soccer.
No idea.
Messy. Sick.
My fantasy team is coming on strong.
I will say.
That's all I got.
Talk about selfie seekers on Ronaldo's ass. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Like, what was that, four of them?
In one match? Good God.
Well, they can't see him
the number one followed person in the world on Instagram?
I believe so.
That or I
him and, or Selena Gomez?
Yeah, at one point it was Selena Gomez. It might be him now.
Why?
I agree with you 1,000% on that.
I don't know, man, because Cristiano can have a mistress and a wife and still have sex
with
you.
No, not Cristiano Ronaldo. I meant Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez?
I think she was one of the early adopters.
Well, she is a Disney kid.
Yes, it is. It is Cristiano Ronaldo. He is number one. Number two, Kylie Jenner. Number three, Lionel Messi.
Ooh,
number four, Selena Gomez. Yeah, I was watching the Copa the other day, and
I'm watching the Copa right now. I got Argentina, Chile,
and I got Alexi Lawless just flapping his gums about how the U.S. was going to score. I think they might get four this game against Bolivia, and I was like, I hope they lose by four.
I hope they lose too. I'm a very big USA fan, but I am very anti Greg Berhalter. So
is that the head manager?
Yeah. So if America could flame out real hard in this tournament, that'd be great.
I am just
because then I get a new manager going into 2026 World Cup.
I am very
where all our kids are in their prime.
I love America, great country, but I am
the greatest country you've ever seen.
I am big.
I'm ready for Thursday. Are you ready for Thursday?
Anti-U.S. men's soccer team.
Not
because
me.
Every
bro.
Year, every tournament, whatever the hell is going on. Overhyped, overblown, and then they got to throw Alexi Lawless on whatever Fox show, whether it's call-in or whatever, and they have to blow a segment to hype up everybody, and then the team just goes and blows it themselves somehow. So
because
like losing
management.
5-1 to Colombia or
because
something
of
like
management.
That. Whatever. I cannot stand it. I hate U.S. men's soccer talk.
The game against Colombia, it's funny you mentioned that 5-1 game, they said at the very beginning of the game, it was the first time in the history of the United States that all 11 starters play in the top five domestic leagues in the world. So you're talking about the English Premier League, La Liga in Spain, Ligue 1 in France, Serie A in Italy, and the Bundesliga in Germany. The first time ever in the history of America that all 11 starters play in those leagues, coached by a guy from MLS.
And in 2024.
That's the problem.
God. Really taking advantage of that talent, it sounds like.
MLS soccer is not European football.
No. Alexi Lawless has been bitching about that for the last
But let's not forget about Alexi Lawless. You're a defender on one of the worst American teams in the history of the World Cup in 94.
I hate that.
I think Brazil is still scoring goals on him. So he can shut up.
I can't stand his
But he loves to trash England, and that's fun because it's really fun to trash England.
Ever since I actually started somewhat paying attention to U.S. Men's soccer, I feel like the furthest they ever got in any sort of World Cup, Olympics, right, was that one year, was it 2014 against Portugal? Was that a group play or was that finals?
That's group play.
Yeah. See, that's what I feel like. That was one of their bigger games. And it wasn't even in like the final 16 or final, like it was just group play.
2010, we beat England.
In what?
Just for stage.
Just for fun?
In the group stage.
Oh. Again, just a group stage.
In 2002, we went to the knockout round and beat Spain and Mexico and almost beat Germany.
See, that was before I was paying attention. I'm saying since before I actually was like, okay, let's maybe give them the time of day. And that game was all hyped up because they were playing Portugal. And when did you know it? They lost.
I swear there was a Robin Portugal's Williams joke saying, really, hey, we finally made the 16. Like in the 2000s at some point. Did they not? Not even then? Wow.
We played Belgium in the round of 32, I believe in 14, and Tim Howard had the most saves of any game in the history of the World Cup.
I remember that.
1-0.
And everybody was stoked about it. I was like, I don't think that's a good thing. That means our defense sucks and they're getting any shot on goal that they want. I was like, oh my God, he's amazing. I'm like, he's not supposed to be this amazing.
Yeah.
He's not supposed to save the ball 19 times.
That's like our defense sacked Patrick Mahomes 8 times today, but we lost.
Yeah, but Patrick Mahomes threw for 400 yards. Like, yeah, but he was getting crushed the entire game. Like, what is happening?
Yeah, knockout stage 94, 02, 2010, and 2014.
Whatever. Go, like, U.S. men's soccer, I could care less. Like, again, until I actually see something tangibly cool happen with them, then I might actually give them some credence. But it's every damn Olympics, World Cup, anything. It just seems like, I don't know, I think this might be the team. I like what they're doing. And then they don't do anything.
Well, they play on Thursday again, so we'll see how they go game two.
And I hope they lose. I hope they lose, honestly.
Only Americans root against America.
Now, hey, I'm cool.
The Austrians are not rooting against Austria.
The women's team I'm cool with, all right?
Well, they're great.
Women's soccer is cool because they don't F around. They don't flop. They go after each other.
Hey, the men's team doesn't flop either.
I mean, it's men's soccer.
Says a guy who doesn't watch it.
It's men's soccer. I watched the Bolivia game the other day.
Did you really?
Well, I passed out, I think, after like 15 minutes, but I watched some of it.
I had a buddy say to me, he was like, I was wide awake at noon and watched the England game, and 20 minutes in, I was out cold.
It was a solid nap, I will say.
All right, when we come back, Sugar Diaz in a little bit of trouble. Do you side with him, or is the evidence damning? We'll get to that next, but first, there's Schultzy with sports. Coming up shortly, we'll get to Bryce Harper and his feelings on the Olympics. Plus, is there a secret real best team in the American League? Plus, we'll check in on Zemernaz and objects in the rearview mirror closer than they appear.
Do we have
again
to?
Yes.
We probably do have to.
Yeah,
plus, you'd put it in fair foul anyway.
I actually put two Mariners questions in fair foul.
That's what I figured. So maybe we'll just skip the Mariners and just wait for fair foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour.
Over or under 1.5 Mariners questions in fair foul.
Take the over every time. Just hammer it. Lay the big wood.
You'll be up by season's end.
Yesterday? Smell my hand? 2 days ago.
Sunday, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, Sunday, Sugar Diaz, our good friend here, who may be the next candidate for the great The problem is, he plays on the East Coast, and a lot of times he doesn't come in when we're on the air.
And that was for the texter at the beginning of the show that said on the Vancouver Ford text line, I really miss the Fernando Rodney alarm. Me too.
It was great. Those were the good old days, Joe.
Those were good days.
Those were the good old days. The good old days with Voldemort and poop-filled Willametta.
MHCGA.
Yeah.
Make Hot Corner Great Again.
Yep. Mahuka.
What the heck?
Make the Hot Corner Great Again.
That's what I'm telling you, dude. I can't even buy bacon anymore. It's too expensive.
You're not wrong.
What about
I can't
sharks?
Buy life.
What about sharks? You guys worried about sharks? Sugar Diaz on Sunday gets tossed for a foreign substance on his hand. And what's really funny is when you look at the picture, like, I don't even know what that is.
If you look at the picture really closely and turn it sideways, it looks like the towers are on fire.
Back and to the left.
Oh, my
Back
God.
And to the left. But if you look at Sugar Diaz's hand, it's like, what is on there? It's kind of like, it's like
someone tweeted out, remember the ooze from Power Rangers movie?
Yeah. It's
oh,
kind
yeah,
of like,
I have an ooze.
It's kind of like ooze. Like he had like an infection and it kind of oozed some pus or something. Ooh. And then dried over and became that like gold amber color.
Like a scab, but not a scab.
Yeah. Like, dude, something is on your hand.
He says it's rosin. He says it's sweating rosin.
Rosin is dark.
I just like, well, and granted, you know, the picture that's going around, it looks like it's from someone's TV set. Like, you know,
it is.
The colors on it. I mean, it looks
like ESPN doesn't dark. Even have the article of their footage of it. It's somebody's zoomed in
Yet
TV
nobody
shot.
Nobody took the time to get that off of their DVR or their phone. Good God.
Here's a little bit clearer picture from, but again, I mean, it's darker. Yeah. I just find it entertaining that he asked the umpires to smell his hand.
When in life has it ever gone well when you're like, dude, smell my finger?
Yeah, so smell my hand. Smell my finger.
Smell my hand. Come on.
That ain't pine tar, kid.
So the ump smells his hand and says, well, that's not rosin. Yeah, see, I told you. Yeah, but it's something else.
You're still out of here.
You're still gone.
Yeah.
And I know guys get caught because guys are still doing it. Like, everybody's still doing it. You know, baseball's always been cheating until you get caught.
I blame Grimace.
You think Grimace set him up?
It was a purpley substance.
He knew, Grimace knew that the Mets couldn't continue their form if Sugar Diaz was reinstilled as a closer.
I will say, though, for Edwin Diaz, man, how the mighty have fallen. Like, it's just...
He makes a lot of money, too.
I know, but, man, when you're...
I saw his... Did you see his first save back?
Whatever the hell it is that was on his hand, it's just... It's sad. It's kind of sad.
It's kind of sad. Did you see his first save back? I think it was, like, Thursday or something. It was his first time in a save opportunity as a closer since he was pulled from the closer role. He got the save, and...
Did he look like he was about to cry?
He looked like they just won the World Series.
Yes.
You know, and the place was going nuts, and you know, we all want to hear it's the best walk-up music in the history of baseball.
Bro, they were hammering this on the Stanley Cup playoffs broadcast. This song. They played it every game. It's
oh,
like,
really?
Multiple commercial breaks.
It is weird, like, we're gonna tangent for a minute because I don't think anybody really gives an S about Sugar Diaz being suspended because I don't think he's very good anymore. And the Mets suck. So let's tangent for a minute. Dude, I've noticed the same thing.
The Mets don't suck right now. Okay. They've won, I believe 11, 12 of their last 13.
Are they ahead of the Nationals in the division?
I remember that was the line of demarcation last week. And as of right now, at this very moment, as the Nationals are in the middle of their game against the Padres, yes,
wow.
They have a better winning percentage.
Okay, the Mets are better than the Nationals. Can we play that song again? You are now better than Logan Thomas.
They are better by .007 win percentage.
Any player you drop is worse than Victor Robles.
Grimace.
Dude, go Mets. They're going to make the playoffs. Watch.
I've noticed this in the Euros and Copa America. You remember when Iceland was really good a few years ago and they had the, like, big, like...
The skull chant,
right?
I just remember the clip of that one Icelandic commentator losing his ass.
Yeah, remember
they had like dentists on their team.
Yeah, it was like the coolest thing ever, and they like went kind of deep, and it was really fun. And their fans, like the entire country of Iceland, was at the World Cup, or I think it was the Euros.
All 250,000 of them,
and they kept doing it. Now everybody does it. Everybody does it. It's like Costa Rica playing Panama, and they're doing the skull clap.
Did they go deep, or did they just like win one game that they shouldn't have?
No, they went kind of deep.
I'm going to look this up.
They went kind of deep.
Anyways.
And now, here's the craziest thing. Now, when it comes to these chants, these guys, when somebody scores a goal, all their fans go, and I'm like, Jack White, it's a bad idea to make that song public domain.
I hope he's getting royalties for
that. No, he's not. Jack White made Seven Nation Army a public domain song.
Yeah, we could like play that on...
Yeah, we play it right now.
On YouTube, and we wouldn't get dinged for it. Everybody can play.
Takes no money from it.
Knowing how stupid YouTube is sometimes, though, they probably still would flag it for some reason.
You'd have to, like, fight
nope, not
it.
Good.
You got to pay the Library of Congress for the rights to that.
Can't use it. Anyway. Edwin Diaz, what are you doing, bud?
I think Edwin Diaz kind of sucks.
Yeah. I mean, again, I feel like, I don't know if this is a matter of... He has been doing this, and he just got caught, or if it's just an act of desperation.
I actually think most of it is, I think most guys are trying to find an edge like this, and I think this was before his first pitch, right?
I believe it was before he even threw a pitch.
Yeah, so he probably doctored himself up and was like, they're going to catch me after the inning.
He went to the...
And after the inning, this Vaseline will be rubbed off.
He went to the clubhouse, gave it a little huck to.
Yeah. And he was like, after the inning, this will be rubbed off so they won't know that I'm here. Who doesn't like a good rubby action? And then he walks out and they're like, dude, why do you have peanut brittle on your fingers?
Peanut brittle?
But that's what it looked like, right?
I love peanut brittle.
Like there were like actual chunks.
Fuck, dude, spit on that thing.
Kind of sitting on his hand.
Yeah, it is kind of chunky. It's almost like oatmeal consistency.
Like pine tar, maybe. I don't know.
So I have to think, Boone got injected the other day, right? There was a bad strike call, and Boone starts yelling.
Someone yelled. Oh, yeah. Yell from the crowd behind him.
And no. This was actually, it was a Stroman pitch.
It was a bad call. Bad call.
Very bad call. And you can read Boone's lips, and he's yelling, there's balls, and there's strikes, and you don't know the difference. Like, it was actually a good rant from Boone, and he gets tossed. So my question to you is, does an umpire enjoy tossing a manager yelling, or do they just look at Sugar Diaz's hands and say, dude, you're gone? You know, because, like, some guy is yelling at you. Like, Boone is yelling at you, you're terrible at your job. You have one job, and you can't even do that. And the guy goes, you know what? Get out of here. Is that more satisfying, or would you rather look at Sugar Diaz and he goes, smell my hand, and you go, no, you're gone. What would you rather have?
I'd probably say the latter of the two.
Yeah, just look at a dude and laugh at him and say, dude, get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think...
Like when they touch Miguel Pineda's...
Michael Pineda.
Michael Pineda, when he had the pine tar on his neck, and you touch it and you look at it and you're like, dude.
That the nail...
You gone.
The nail file falling out of the pocket, and they're like, bro.
Oh, Niekro.
Do you get
cheater.
More excited because some dude's losing his S on you and you get the final say? Or do you get more excited by looking at a dude saying, I can't believe you tried this. You're an idiot.
I mean,
get out of here.
If you're the umpire, I think you're a little more shocked in that latter scenario.
I think so, too. And that's why it might be more enjoyable. You're like, really?
You're like, well,
you tried this?
Well, I think it's definitely one of those when he goes home at night, he's like, honey, you won't believe what happened at work today.
This guy was so stupid.
This guy.
He had a nail file in his back pocket. This guy had oatmeal on his hands.
Babe, tonight is Sunday Night Baseball, HD cameras, and I know he's black, but pine tar is darker than his skin. Can you believe that?
Do you watch the game, honey?
How was your day at work? Oh, you're not going to believe this one.
You have no idea.
Did you get yelled at again? No, actually.
No.
It was fantastic.
No, I did my job real well.
A guy made my job very easy tonight.
I did my job so well tonight. No one's ever done
so good.
As well as I have.
I'm assuming the internet sleuths are now going to go back and look at his last few appearances and try to spot something on his
hand. I do want to know what it was because it looks different, you know? It looks different.
It's off.
Yeah, I'm curious what it is. All right, when we come back, Bryce Harper's got something to say. He's anti-World Baseball Classic. Does that mean I have once again become anti-Bryce Harper? We'll do that next. Hot Corner, 10 of the Fan. Coming up in the second hour of the show, we'll got Fair or Foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour like we always do. Plus, we'll get into objects in the rear view are closer than they appear. And also, is there a secret best team in the American League right now? So we got a lot to get into. Plus, next week, Joe and I have been talking about doing a big trade deadline projection kind of show.
Dude, just on the phone for hours at night. Just, what do we do, man?
You know, talking to GMs. My sources, you know, as Colin Cowherd always says, I had dinner last night and ran into a high-end NBA exec. And they told me that Rui Hachimura is a decent basketball player.
Yeah, I get those invites all the time, and I just pass up on them.
I just got too much to do. GMs, I mean, I had a smoking hot wife and
VP of baseball operations hitting me up, you know, and I'm like, nah.
Too busy getting hammered.
You
at
guys
my
have
house.
A good one without me.
Yeah, I just can't do it. Shout out to my buddy Bo Johnson, who just called me in the break asking for some paddles. If I got him, brother, you know I got you. But we're talking. I want to talk about this because I find it interesting, especially because we talked earlier. Like, I'm a soccer bro. So I'm into Copa America going on right now. I'm into the Euros right now. And what I find fascinating is Bryce Harper about a week ago made some comments in relation to the Olympics. And this has created parallels to the World Baseball Classic. Now, I have been on the record on this show in my personal life. I am obsessed with the World Baseball Classic. I think it is awesome. I want it to grow. I want it to get bigger. I love that America doesn't win it. I love that Japan's the only two-time winner. It's different styles. The Puerto Rican team has got some crazy flair. The Mexican team might be the most exciting to watch. The Dominicans are the most stacked. And America, for some reason, can't get their best players to play. So I am fully in on the World Baseball Classic, and I want it to be something as big as the World Cup. But Bryce Harper made... What? The World Cup is the number one sporting event in the world, right?
Yeah, and that's why I laugh that you think that you want it to be as big as the world.
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen.
But it's baseball. But it could be. In the countries that play it, it could be as important. Japan's not very good in the World Cup. Neither is America.
It's still the World
Neither
Cup.
Neither is the Dominican doesn't play the World Cup.
Well, I know. I get what you're saying in some of these countries, but... World Cup is pulling, 1 billion viewers every game or something like that?
For, Nigeria, South Korea?
Dude, yeah. I appreciate the optimism, really, but...
But you know what I mean. Yes. I really think that is a tournament that is something fun that could really get things going. I know it's a...
I love the passion in it.
I know it's a pain in the butt for spring training and stuff like that, but I think it's really fun. This is all pain for post... league and upcoming league. Like, you don't get the time off that you need. Bryce Harper said this when talking about the 2028 Summer Olympics. They're in Los Angeles, and baseball will be back for the first time since the trial basis in 2020.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Coming up shortly, we'll get to Bryce Harper and his feelings on the Olympics. Plus, is there a secret real best team in the American League? Plus, we'll check in on Zemernaz and objects in the rearview mirror closer than they appear.
Do we have
again.
To? Yes.
We probably do have to. Yeah, plus, you'd put in fair foul anyway.
I actually put two Mariners questions in fair foul.
That's what I figured. So maybe we'll just skip the Mariners and just wait for fair foul over, at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour.
Over, under 1.5 Mariners questions in fair foul.
Take the over every time. Just hammer it. Lay the big wood.
You'll be up by season's end.
Yesterday? Smell my hand? 2 days ago.
Sunday. Believe, yeah.
Okay, Sunday, Sugar Smell Diaz. Our good friend here, who may be the next candidate for the great The problem is, he plays on the East Coast, and a lot of times he doesn't come in when we're on the air.
And that was for the texter at the beginning of the show that said on the Vancouver Ford text line, I really miss the Fernando Rodney alarm. Me too.
It was great. Those were the good old days, Joe.
Those were good days.
Those were the good old days. The good old days with Voldemort and poop-filled Willametta.
MHCGA.
Yeah.
Make hot corner great again.
Yep. M-h-g-a.
What the heck? Make the hot corner great again.
That's what I'm telling you, dude. I can't even buy bacon anymore. It's too expensive.
You're not wrong.
What
I
about
can't
sharks?
Buy life.
What about sharks? You guys worried about sharks? Sugar Diaz on Sunday gets tossed for a foreign substance on his hand. And what's really funny is when you look at the picture, like, I don't even know what that is.
If you look at the picture really closely and turn it sideways, it looks like the towers are on fire.
Back and to the left.
Oh, my
Back
God.
Back and to the left. But if you look at Sugar Diaz's hand, it's like, what is on there? It's kind of like, it's like...
Someone tweeted out, remember the ooze from Power Rangers movie?
Yeah. It's
oh,
kind
yeah,
of like,
I have an ooze.
It's kind of like ooze. Like he had like an infection and it kind of oozed some pus or something. Ooh. And then dried over and became that like gold amber color.
Like a scab, but not a scab.
Yeah. Like, dude, something is on your
hand. He says it's rosin. He says it's sweating rosin.
Rosin is dark.
I just like, well, and granted, you know, the picture that's going around, it looks like it's from someone's TV set. Like, you know,
it is.
The colors on it. I mean, it looks
like ESPN looks doesn't dark. Even have the article of their footage of it. It's somebody's zoomed in
Yet
TV.
Nobody
shot.
Took the time to get that off of their DVR or their phone. Good God.
Here's a little bit clearer picture from, but again, I mean, it's darker. Yeah. I just find it entertaining that he asked the umpires to smell his hand.
When in life has it ever gone well when you're like, dude, smell my finger?
Yeah, so smell my hand. Smell my finger.
Smell come my on. Hand. Come on.
That ain't pine tar, kid.
So the ump smells his hand and says, well, that's not rosin. Yeah, see, I told you. Yeah, but it's something else.
You're still out of here.
You're still gone.
Yeah.
And I know guys get caught because guys are still doing it. Like, everybody's still doing it. You know, baseball's always been... cheating until you get caught.
I blame Grimace.
You think Grimace set him up?
It was a purpley substance.
Grimace knew that the Mets couldn't continue their form if Sugar Diaz was reinstilled as a closer.
I will say, though, for Edwin Diaz, man, how the mighty have fallen. Like, it's just...
He makes a lot of money, too.
I know, but, man, when you're...
I saw his... Did you see his first save back?
Whatever the hell it is that was on his hand, it's just, it's sad. It's kind of sad.
Did you see his first save back? I think it was like Thursday or something. It was his first time in a save opportunity as a closer since he was pulled from the closer role. He got the save and...
Did he look like he was about to cry?
He looked like they just won the World Series.
Yes.
you know, and the place was going nuts, and you know, we all want to hear it's the best walk-up music in the history of baseball.
Bro, they were hammering this on the Stanley Cup playoffs broadcast. This song, they played it every game. It's
really
multiple commercial breaks.
It is weird. Like, we're gonna tangent for a minute because I don't think anybody really gives an S about Sugar Diaz being suspended because I don't think he's very good anymore. So let's, and the Mets suck. So let's tangent for a minute, dude. I've noticed the thing.
The Mets don't suck right now. Okay. They've won, I believe 11, 12 of their last 13.
Are they ahead of the Nationals in the division?
I remember that was the line of demarcation last week. And as of right now, at this very moment, as the Nationals are in the middle of their game against the Padres, yes,
wow,
they have a better winning percentage.
Okay, the Mets are better than the Nationals. Can we play that song again? You are now better than Logan Thomas.
They are better by .007 win percentage.
Any player you drop is worse than Victor Robles.
Grimace.
Dude, go Mets. They're going to make the playoffs. Watch.
The Euros and Copa America. You remember when Iceland was really good a few years ago and they had the, like, big, like,
The skull chant,
right? Right.
I just remember the clip of that one Icelandic commentator losing his ass.
Yeah, remember
they had like dentists on their team.
Yeah, it was like the coolest thing ever, and they like went kind of deep, and it was really fun. And their fans, like the entire country of Iceland, was at the World Cup, or I think it was the Euros.
All 250,000 of them,
and they kept doing it. Now everybody does it. Everybody does it. It's like Costa Rica playing Panama, and they're doing the skull clap.
Did they go deep, or did they just like win one game that they shouldn't have?
No, they went kind of deep.
I'm going to look this up.
They went kind of deep.
Anyways.
And now, here's the craziest thing. Now, when it comes to these chants, these guys, when somebody scores a goal, all their fans go, and I'm like, Jack White. It's a bad idea to make that song public domain.
I hope he's getting royalties for
that.
No,
he's not. Jack White made Seven Nation Army a public domain song.
Yeah, we could like play
we could play it right now.
On YouTube, and we wouldn't get dinged for it. Everybody can play it.
Takes no money from it.
Knowing how stupid YouTube is sometimes, though, they probably still would flag it for some reason.
You'd have to like fight
nope, not
it.
Good.
You got to pay the Library of Congress for the rights to that.
Can't use it. Anyway. Edwin Diaz, what are you doing, bud?
I think Edwin Diaz kind of sucks.
Yeah. I mean, again, I feel like, I don't know if this is a matter of he has been doing this and he just got caught, or if it's just an act of desperation.
I actually think most of it is, I think most guys are trying to find an edge like this. And I think this was before his first pitch, right?
I believe it was before he even threw a pitch.
Yeah, so he probably doctored himself up. And was like, they're going to catch me after the inning.
He went to
And after the inning, this Vaseline will be rubbed off.
He went into the clubhouse, gave it a little hawk to.
Yeah. And he was like, after the inning, this will be rubbed off, so they won't know that I'm here. Who doesn't like a good rubby action? And then he walks out, and they're like, dude, why do you have peanut brittle on your fingers?
Peanut brittle.
But that's what it looked like, right?
I love peanut brittle.
Like there were like actual chunks.
Fuck dude, and spit on that thing.
Kind of sitting on his hand.
Yeah, it is kind of chunky. It's almost like oatmeal consistency.
Like pine tar, maybe. I don't know.
So I have to think, Boone got injected the other day, right? There was a bad strike call, and Boone starts yelling.
Someone yelled.
Oh, yeah,
yelled from the crowd behind him.
And no, this was actually, it was a Stroman pitch.
It was a bad call. Bad call.
Very bad call, and you can read Boone's lips, and he's yelling, there's balls, and there's strikes, and you don't know the difference. And, like, it was actually a good rant from Boone, and he gets tossed. So my question to you is, does an umpire enjoy tossing a manager yelling, or do they just look at Sugar Diaz's hands and say, dude, you're gone? You know, because like some guy is yelling at you. Like Boone is yelling at you. You're terrible at your job. You have one job and you can't even do that. And the guy goes, you know what? Get out of here. Is that more satisfying? Or would you rather look at Sugar Diaz and he goes, smell my hand? And you go, no, you're gone. What would you rather have?
I'd probably say the latter of the two.
Yeah, just look at a dude and laugh at him and say, dude, get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think,
like when they touched Miguel Pineda's
Michael
Pineda when he had the pine tar on his neck, and you touch it and you look at it and you're like, dude,
that the nail,
you gone,
the nail file falling out of the pocket, and they're like, bro,
oh, Niekro.
Do you,
you
get
cheater.
More excited because some dude's losing his S on you and you get the final say, or do you get more excited by looking at a dude saying, I can't believe you tried this. You're an idiot.
I mean,
get out of here.
If you're the umpire, I think you're a little more shocked in that latter scenario.
I think so, too. And that's why it might be more enjoyable. You're like, really?
You're like, well,
you tried this?
Well, I think it's definitely one of those when he goes home at night, he's like, honey, you won't believe what happened at work today.
This guy was so stupid.
This guy.
He had a nail file in his back pocket. This guy had oatmeal on his hands.
Babe, tonight is Sunday Night Baseball, HD cameras, and I know he's black, but pine tar is darker than his skin. Can you believe that?
Do you watch the game, honey?
How was your day at work? Oh, you're not going to believe this one.
You have no idea.
Did you get yelled at again? No, actually.
No, no.
It was fantastic.
No, I did my job real well.
A guy made my job very easy tonight.
I did my job so well tonight. No one's ever done
so good.
As well as I have.
I'm assuming the internet sleuths are now going to go back and look at his last few appearances and try to spot something on his
hand. I do want to know what it was because it looks different, you know? It looks different.
It's off.
Yeah, I'm curious what it is. All right, when we come back, Bryce Harper's got something to say. He's anti-World Baseball Classic. Does that mean I have once again become anti-Bryce Harper? We'll do that next. Hot Corner, 10 of the Fan. Coming up in the second hour of the show, we got Fair or Foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour like we always do. Plus, we'll get into objects in the rear view are closer than they appear. And also, is there a secret best team in the American League right now? So we got a lot to get into. Plus, next week, Joe and I have been talking about doing a big trade deadline projection kind of show.
Dude, just on the phone for hours at night. Just, what do we do, man?
You know, talking to GMs. My sources, you know, as Colin Cowherd always says, I had dinner last night and ran into a high-end NBA exec. And they told me that Rui Hachimura is a decent basketball player.
Yeah, I get those invites all the time, and I just pass up on them.
I just got too much to do. GMs, I mean, I got a smoking hot wife. And
VP of baseball operations hitting me up, you know, and I'm like, nah.
Too busy getting hammered.
You guys have a good one without me.
Yeah, I just can't do it. Shout out to my buddy Bo Johnson, who just called me in the break, asking for some paddles. If I got them, brother, you know I got you. But we're talking, I want to talk about this because I find it interesting, especially because we talked earlier, like, I'm a soccer bro. So I'm into Copa America going on right now. I'm into the Euros right now. And what I find fascinating is Bryce Harper about a week ago made some comments in relation to the Olympics. And this has created parallels to the World Baseball Classic. Now, I have been on the record on this show in my personal life. I am obsessed with the World Baseball Classic. I think it is awesome. I want it to grow. I want it to get bigger. I love that America doesn't win it. I love that Japan's the only two-time winner. It's different styles. The Puerto Rican team has got some crazy flair. The Mexican team might be the most exciting to watch. The Dominicans are the most stacked. And America, for some reason, can't get their best players to play. So I am fully in on the World Baseball Classic, and I want it to be something as big as the World Cup. But Bryce Harper made... What? The World Cup is the number one sporting event in the world, right?
Yeah, and that's why I laugh that you think that you want it to be as big as the World Cup.
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen.
But it's baseball. But it could be. In the countries that play it, it could be as important. Japan's not very good in the World Cup. Neither is America.
It's still the World
Neither
Cup.
Neither is the Dominican doesn't play the World Cup.
Well, I know. I get what you're saying in some of these countries, but World Cup is pulling, what, 1 billion viewers every game or something like that?
For, like, Nigeria, South Korea?
Dude, yeah, like, I appreciate the optimism, really, but...
But you know what I mean. I really think that is a tournament that is something fun that could really get things going, and I know it's a...
I love the passion in it.
I know it's a pain in the butt for... spring training and stuff like that, but I think it's really fun. This is all paying for post league and upcoming league. Like, you don't get the time off that you need. Bryce Harper said this when talking about the 2028 Summer Olympics. They're in Los Angeles, and baseball will be back for the first time since the trial basis in 2020 and was not played in 16 or 12. So the last year in the Olympics was 2008. Bryce Harper said this, quote, "There's nothing more worldwide than the Olympics. I watch the most random sports in the Olympics because it's the Olympics, yep. And that's really cool. I love hockey. It's one of my favorite sports to watch. To see the NHL take that three-week break and let those guys play, that's another big goal that we should have as Major League Baseball." So then I put this question to you guys, because I just said, I'm in the World Baseball Classic camp. Is Bryce got a point here?
Oh, I 100% believe so. If baseball hasn't been a part of the Olympics in that long, and you have a chance to grow the game internationally like this and showcase some of the stars that are in the MLB, I know that there's going to be players, obviously, from other countries that are playing in the Korean League, the Japanese League, and some of the South American, Central American leagues.
You know, Venezuela would be good. Dominican would be good. Curacao would have a team, which would actually be the Dutch team.
And I just think that for the greater good of the game of baseball, I think that it would be best to do that, because then you can guarantee that all the best players in the world are going to participate in this. Whether they want to take the break from the MLB season, you know, that's on them.
That would be interesting for, like, records and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
I mean, do what you want to do, but I would think that if you're an MLB player and say an MLB says, hey, we're going to take these 3 weeks off or 2 weeks, whatever, because the Olympics are happening, it's in the U.S., and you will have this opportunity to play for your home country, why wouldn't you take that opportunity?
I mean, Bryce is smart in talking about the NHL. I mean, NHL hockey,
yeah, there's
in
already
the Olympics
a precedent for
is
it.
Pretty rad. That's pretty cool. I guess the big question is, you know, soccer in the Olympics is all U21. So it's not professionals. So when soccer wins in the Olympics, it's not the big studs that play for your country. It's the kids. It's the amateurs.
And baseball, like, was that way as well back in the
right,
day.
Like, the Olympics have always been amateurs. So I guess the question is, as somebody who likes the standalone tournament building its own, are the Olympics the best vessel for the world to see baseball at its best level?
I mean, we've seen it work with the NBA and the Dream Team in the
90s. Dream Team changed the game.
The Redeem Team coming back and then
getting... Redeem Team also was big.
Yeah, expecting basically worldwide, you know, the respect on the United States basketball players. And I think if you can use the world stage, and remember, guys, Olympic broadcasts are free for a lot of these groups.
Yep.
Like, everybody can put this stuff on TV. Everybody can watch it. And to watch, not just because we know, you know, Japanese Nippon professional baseball is already popular worldwide. There's leagues all around big countries, and baseball's popular there. But if you can get the American players over and you get them worldwide, we kind of talk about baseball having a marketing problem and trying to get their stars out there more. This... what better way to do it than this? It's easy. Do it. Yes.
My biggest thing is the Olympics. When you have sports in the Olympics and understanding the sports, there's nothing more worldwide than that. Not having baseball in the Olympics is really tough. I would love to be a part of that. We have the World Baseball Classic, but it's not the same. It's not. The Olympics is something that you dream about playing.
Yeah.
That's another quote from Bryce Harper.
I mean, as an athlete in any sport, whatever you're doing, whether it's that rifle shooting to baseball, to basketball. I mean, like,
skeet.
Gold medal is something that every athlete dreams about getting. And he's right. I mean, World Baseball Classic, it's awesome. It's great for baseball fans. The Olympics are a different level. You have hundreds of millions upwards of over a billion people watching certain events around the world.
Yeah, we don't know anything about swimming, but for 2 weeks, we all of a sudden know everything about swimming because we're internet renegades.
Katie Ledecky, man. We're going to be hearing her for the next 2 months.
Dude, and he is so right about watching sports that you don't care about. Oh, my God. That is one of my favorite things about the Olympics.
I actually don't like the Summer Olympics because I think most of those sports are boring, but the Winter Olympics have the weird stuff.
I go to bed every night with something on the TV, right?
Like luge? Isn't luge the one where you go head first?
I believe
so. Yeah, just on a tiny little board?
No. Luge is the one that you go feet first. Skeleton is the one you go face first. Like, yeah, I'm trying to watch. I'll watch that dude blow his face up.
I was watching ladies hammer throwing the other night. I've been watching all the trials. I'm down. I'm with it.
I like watching something at night when I go to bed. And one of my favorite things is putting something on TV, Olympics related, at like 11 a.m. as I'm trying to lie down. And then I somehow am still awake at 2 a.m. watching whatever else is on because it's just random sport next to the another random sport. I watched surfing for like an hour and a half. Back when the Olympics were happening in 2020, not even the rifle shooting. It was like this air gun. I think it was like air rifle shooting that they have in the Olympics as well. I got caught watching that for an hour. Synchronized diving, and an hour went by there. I am with you that you have millions of people around the world watching ancillary crazy ass sports like that. Imagine putting baseball in front of them and having the passion of all these countries behind it. It is infinitely different than the World Baseball Classic.
We'll finish this. I found this article from EssentiallySports.com. Currently, the selection system prohibits Major League players from being part of the Olympics. Only amateurs and players not on a 40-man roster can take part. Baseball was official medal sport in 92. U.S. team only won in 2000. In 2021, featuring former players Scott Kazmir and Edwin Jackson, they got silver. Their opponent was Japan, benefited from a paused domestic league, allowing players like future Dodger Yoshinobu Yamamoto to compete. It is to be noted that Japan paused its season for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, letting their top players take part in the conversation.
You know, and as you always say, baseball.
Nobody hates baseball more than baseball.
Yeah, so there's something that MLB is probably going to get in the way of this, but I just pray that cooler heads prevail and that Bryce Harper and MLB players are able to, you know, get in the ear of owners and get in the ear of the front office in MLB and tell them that we need to do this.
Yeah, look, I love the World Baseball Classic. I want the World Baseball Classic to be a thing. But if the Olympics are the thing and we're playing Puerto Rico and Mexico and Japan and Korea and the Netherlands, like if that's the realm to see country versus country, I guess you're right. I guess I don't care whether it's the World Baseball Classic or the Olympics, but I love the idea of creating top countries to see how they fate against others. All right, coming up, we got a loaded second hour. Objects in the mirror are closer than they appear, part two. Plus, how concerned are we about this this secret American League team that might be the best, plus fair or foul? That's next. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot Corner, Today the Fin. Coming up in the second hour of the show, we got fair or foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour like we always do. Plus, we'll get into objects in the rear view are closer than they appear. And also, is there a secret best team in the American League right now? So we got a lot to get into. Plus, next week, Joe and I have been talking about doing a big trade deadline projection kind of show.
Dude, just on the phone for hours at night. Just what do we do, man?
You know, talking to GMs. My sources, you know, as Colin Coward always says, I had dinner last night and ran into a high-end NBA exec. And they told me that Rui Hachimura is a decent basketball player.
Yeah, I get those invites all the time, and I just pass up on them.
I just got too much to do. GMs, I mean, I had a smoking hot wife and
VP of baseball operations hitting me up, you know, and I'm like, nah.
Too busy getting hammered.
You guys
have
a good one without me.
Yeah, I just can't do it. Shout out to my buddy Bo Johnson, who just called me in the in the break asking for some paddles. If I got them, brother, you know I got you. But we're talking, I want to talk about this because I find it interesting, especially because we talked earlier, like, I'm a soccer bro. So I'm into Copa America going on right now. I'm into the Euros right now. And what I find fascinating is Bryce Harper about a week ago made some comments in relation to the Olympics. And this has created parallels to the World Baseball Classic. Now, I have been on the record on this show in my personal life. I am obsessed with the World Baseball Classic. I think it is awesome. I want it to grow. I want it to get bigger. I love that America doesn't win it. I love that Japan's the only two-time winner. It's different styles. The Puerto Rican team has got some crazy flair. The Mexican team might be the most exciting to watch. The Dominicans are the most stacked. And America, for some reason, can't get their best players to play. So I am fully in on the World Baseball Classic, and I want it to be something as big as the World Cup. But Bryce Harper made what? The World Cup is the number one sporting event in the world, right?
Yeah, and that's why I laugh that you think that you want it to be as big as the World Cup.
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen.
But it's baseball. But it could be. In the countries that play it, it could be as important. Japan's not very good in the World Cup. Neither is America.
It's still the World
Neither
Cup.
Neither is the Dominican doesn't play the World Cup.
Well, I know. I get what you're saying in some of these countries, but World Cup is pulling, 1 billion viewers every game or something like that?
For, Nigeria, South Korea?
Dude, yeah. I appreciate the optimism, really, but...
But you know what I mean. Yes. I really think that is a tournament that is something fun that could really get things going. I know it's a...
I love the passion in it.
I know it's a pain in the butt for... spring training and stuff like that, but I think it's really fun. This is all paying for post league and upcoming league. You don't get the time off that you need. Bryce Harper said this when talking about the 2028 Summer Olympics. They're in Los Angeles, and baseball will be back for the first time since the trial basis in 2020 and was not played in 16 or 12. So the last year in the Olympics was 2008. Bryce Harper said this, quote, "There's nothing more worldwide than the Olympics. I watch the most random sports in the Olympics because it's the Olympics, yep. And that's really cool. I love hockey. It's one of my favorite sports to watch. To see the NHL take that three-week break and let those guys play, that's another big goal that we should have as Major League Baseball." So then I put this question to you guys, because I just said, I'm in the World Baseball Classic camp. Is Bryce got a point here?
Oh, I 100% believe so. If baseball hasn't been a part of the Olympics in that long, and you have a chance to grow the game internationally like this and showcase some of the stars that are in the MLB, I know that there's going to be players, obviously, from other countries that are playing in the Korean League, the Japanese League, and some of the South American, Central American leagues.
Venezuela would be good. Dominican would be good. Curacao would have a team, which would actually be the Dutch team.
And I just think that for the greater good of the game of baseball, I think that it would be best to do that, because then you can guarantee that all the best players in the world are going to participate in this. Whether they want to take the break from the MLB season, that's on them.
That'd be interesting for records and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I mean, do what you want to do, but I would think that if you're an MLB player and say an MLB says, hey, we're going to take these 3 weeks off or 2 weeks, whatever, because the Olympics are happening, it's in the U.S., and you will have this opportunity to play for your home country, why wouldn't you take that opportunity?
I mean, Bryce is smart in talking about the NHL. I mean, NHL hockey,
yeah, there's
in
already
the Olympics
a precedent for
is
it.
Pretty rad. That's pretty cool. I guess the big question is, soccer in the Olympics is all U21. So it's not professionals. So when soccer wins in the Olympics, it's not the big studs that play for your country. It's the kids. It's the amateurs.
And baseball was that way as well back in the
day. Right. The Olympics have always been amateurs. So I guess the question is, as somebody who likes the standalone tournament building its own, are the Olympics the best vessel for the world to see baseball at its best level.
I mean, we've seen it work with the NBA and the, you know, the Dream Team in the
Dream
90s.
Dream Team changed the game.
The Redeem Team coming back and
Redeem
then getting...
Redeem Team also was big.
Yeah, expecting basically worldwide, you know, the respect on the United States basketball players. And I think if you can use the world stage, and remember, guys, Olympic broadcasts are free for a lot of these groups.
Yep.
Like, everybody can put this stuff on TV. Everybody can watch it. And to watch, not just because we know, you know, Japanese Nippon professional baseball is already popular worldwide. There's leagues all around big countries, and baseball is popular there. But if you can get the American players over and you get them worldwide, we kind of talk about baseball having a marketing problem and trying to get their stars out there more. What better way to do it than this? It's easy. Do it. Yes.
My biggest thing is the Olympics. When you have sports in the Olympics and understanding the sports, there's nothing more worldwide than that. Not having baseball in the Olympics is really tough. I would love to be a part of that. We have the World Baseball Classic, but it's not the same. It's not. The Olympics is something that you dream about playing.
Yeah.
That's another quote from Bryce Harper.
I mean, as an athlete in any sport, whatever you're doing, whether it's you know, that rifle shooting to baseball, to basketball. I mean, like,
skeet.
Gold medal is something that every athlete dreams about getting. And he's right. I mean, World Baseball Classic, it's awesome. It's great for baseball fans. The Olympics are a different level. You have hundreds of millions, upwards of over a billion people watching certain events around the world.
Yeah, we don't know anything about swimming, but for 2 weeks, we all of a sudden know everything about swimming because we're internet renegades.
Katie Ledecky, man, we're going to be hearing her for the next 2 months.
Dude, and he is so right about watching sports that you don't care about. Oh, my God. That is one of my favorite things about the Olympics.
Don't like the Summer Olympics because I think most of those sports are boring, but the Winter Olympics have the weird stuff.
I go to bed every night with something on the TV, right?
Like luge? Isn't luge the one where you go head first?
I believe
so. Yeah, just
so.
On a tiny little board?
No. Luge is the one that you go feet first. Skeleton is the one you go face first. Like, yeah, I'm trying to watch. I'll watch that dude blow his face up.
I was watching ladies hammer throwing the other night. I've been watching all the trials. I'm down. I'm with it.
I like watching something at night when I go to bed. And one of my favorite things is putting something on TV, Olympics related, at like 11 a.m. as I'm trying to lie down. And then I somehow am still awake at 2 a.m. watching whatever else is on because it's just random sport next to the another random sport. I watched surfing for like an hour and a half. Back when the Olympics were happening in 2020, not even the rifle shooting. It was like this air gun. I think it was like air rifle shooting that they have in the Olympics as well. I got caught watching that for an hour. Synchronized diving, and an hour went by there. I am with you that you have millions of people around the world watching ancillary crazy ass sports like that. Imagine putting baseball in front of them and having the passion of all these countries behind it. It is infinitely different than the World Baseball Classic.
We'll finish this. I found this article from essentiallysports.com. Currently, the selection system prohibits Major League players from being part of the Olympics. Only amateurs and players not on a 40-man roster can take part. Baseball was official medal sport in 92. U.S. team only won in 2000. In 2021, featuring former players Scott Kazmir and Edwin Jackson, they got silver. Their opponent was Japan, benefited from a paused domestic league, allowing players like future Dodger Yoshinobu Yamamoto to compete. It is to be noted that Japan paused its season for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, letting their top players take part in the conversation.
You know, and as you always say, baseball.
Nobody hates baseball more than baseball.
Yeah, so there's something that MLB is probably going to get in the way of this, but I just pray that cooler heads prevail and that Bryce Harper and MLB players are able to, you know, get in the ear of owners and get in the ear of the front office in MLB and tell them that we need to do this.
Yeah, look, I love the World Baseball Classic. I want the World Baseball Classic to be a thing. But if the Olympics are the thing and we're playing Puerto Rico and Mexico and Japan and Korea and the Netherlands, like, if that's the realm to see country versus country, I guess you're right. I guess I don't care whether it's the World Baseball Classic or the Olympics, but I love the idea of creating top countries to see how they fate against others. All right, coming up, we got a loaded second hour. Objects in the mirror are closer than they appear, part two. Plus, how concerned are we about this secret American League team that might be the best, plus fair or foul? That's next. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot Corner, Today the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.